This is episode 1716. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today. How are you doing? We are at the tail end of a love meditation series, and we've been exploring the theme of love all month long. This week has been about romantic love, and if you are listening to these meditations in sequence, which you don't have to do, by the way, you can listen to them in any order you want, because each episode offers an individual meditation technique and inspiration. The different episodes follow a specific weekly theme, but each episode is unique all on its own. So if you have or have not been following along with our series, you would have celebrated Valentine's Day with a love meditation technique in yesterday's episode, and I hope you were able to enjoy your day, whether or not you were connected with someone romantically or not. In today's episode, you will be combining the different meditation techniques you've explored throughout this whole series into one meditation for love. And this is the way that I meditate. I layer the different techniques as I sit down to meditate. So the techniques are beautiful in allowing your mind to transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a state of stillness. It's pretty difficult to sit down and instantly be meditating. So the techniques allow you this nice ease into a state where you're becoming more and more interiorized, letting go of the thoughts and cares for the day, and opening up to simply being, simply allowing yourself to be. And not to think, not to do a technique even, but simply to be. So the techniques, as I mentioned, get you to that state. So you will be combining an affirmation, a breathing technique, a mudra, and a focus on your fifth chakra. Before I ease you into these meditation techniques and get you started for your own meditation, know that the full guided meditations are on my Sip and Om meditation app. There you can try 2 weeks free. This is a promotion we're offering to try out the different meditations there, all more than 1,700 meditations. These are half-hour meditations. You can meditate to whatever point you want. They're designed to where you can break off pretty much at any point in the meditation and still have received a little more peace, energy, and clarity. Along with each weekly series, where we always focus on a theme just like we do on the podcast, you get a journal customized for that series theme. So this week, it's a romantic love journal. You also get a slowdown guide, and this has all the different meditation techniques organized for you, like a meditation cheat sheet at your fingertips. People use this throughout their day when they're feeling stressed. So again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it 2 weeks free. So as you get ready to settle yourself down and unwind from your day, or you may be out walking around as you do this, it's all good. I want to share with you some insight from the book we've been exploring all week long by C.S. Lewis called The Four Loves. And I won't read you the full passage from a little parable he shares there about a woman who loves too much. Or does she love? Because according to C.S. Lewis, this woman that I will summarize the parable he shares in his book, she actually is not so much loving as she is meeting a need of her own. So here is the story of this woman. She is married. She has 3 children. And she has dedicated her life to caring for her home and her family, for being there, for meeting all the needs of these people in her life, her cherished loves. And she toils day and sometimes even into the night, making sure the home is well kept, making sure everybody has what they need. And the children grow up. And she has soon been married to her husband for several decades. What has happened throughout all this time is that nobody really feels connected. C.S. Lewis describes what many people think of as the ultimate sacrifice for your family, for your community, for your friends, for your children. But according to him, this is not really a connection of love. It's more meeting a need. So this woman, he describes, was meeting her need to feel needed without truly connecting with her husband or her children. And when I read this parable, I had to read it a few times because I thought I must be missing something, because I thought he was being pretty callous about this woman. I think it's because I saw a lot of myself in the description of her, meeting deadlines, doing tasks, but not always taking the time to really connect, to hear and to listen and to share with those around me. Families and relationships can turn into what seems like a business arrangement where each person has a role and they perform their role, but we can become so busy and engrossed in our own lives that we're not connecting, we're not sharing, especially these days where there are so many distractions. You may see yourself in this woman, C.S. Lewis describes, as maybe you work a lot at your business and you think, oh, I'm really working to support my family, and that's an honorable thing to be doing. But are you really connecting with your family? Because that's the goal. The goal is to care for each other, to be there for each other in our pain, in our joy, and to make sure that we feel heard and listened to. And so I have a challenge for you today, and that is to connect with your loved one. Connect with someone, hear them, simply sit and listen, and then share yourself. Become a little vulnerable. And this can take some practice. You'll get better and better at it, but it's the true essence of love. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate and calm your mind and body with these techniques, mentally repeat, love is all I need. Love is all I need. You may place your hand in the Apana Mudra. With your palms upward or downward, simply touch your middle finger and your ring finger to your thumb, doing this with both hands. Your index finger and your little finger are extended outward. This detoxifies your thoughts. Letting go of negative thoughts. And focus at your throat, your fifth chakra. This is where you express yourself and share yourself with the world and how others perceive who you are. Consider, do you speak your truth? Do you authentically share yourself with your loved ones? The color is blue, the color of trust and stability. You could surround yourself with blue color therapy. And notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Inhale to the count of six, hold for the count of eight, and extend your exhale out to the count of 10. You may need to go at your own count, where maybe you inhale to three, hold for five, and exhale to seven. Go at your own pace. I'll guide you through around, and then you take it from there. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, six. Hold, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9, 10. Continue breathing, allowing yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.